Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two of the Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you'll notice that Mark has a bit of a different voice tonight. He is recovering from a nasal operation, a deviated septum that he received from way too many slaps to the face from his mother as a child. No, actually, he was a boxer, an amateur boxer for a little while, and took way too many broken noses.
Any sport where you're walking out there in order to get hit in the face, bad sport. Yeah.
So that's why you're going to
good exercise, though.
That's why he's going to be a little bit different sounding tonight. Still to come, the Tax Misery Index and more, but we got to go right to the phones here out of the box because this is the show about your calls. So let's talk to Tim in Illinois. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
You're on the amplifier line. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark, I just heard you got that surgery. I just had that surgery about a year ago, too.
How'd it work out for you?
Not very well. It didn't really fix any problems.
No, really?
Wait, wow. Was it the same surgery?
Yeah, deviated septum.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. Now
I can draw a lot more air through my nose right now than I could this morning.
This morning? When did you have the surgery?
This morning. I had it.
Really?
I got knocked out at about 9 a.m. and woke up at about noon.
But you had 85%.
And my throat hurts, and I really don't trust that doctor for that crap.
I could see why you wouldn't.
But you had an 85% blockage, Mark, and now you've got a lot more area, I guess, to pull the air.
If he did his job right, I haven't really been able to go in there and inspect.
Did you not have the same results at all?
Well, I can pull more air through there now for sure. But
oh, that's a bonus.
My problem was really that I was constantly sniffling. I was always congested, and I'm still congested. Not quite as much, but I'm still always sniffling.
My biggest concern is that I'm going to be able to smell now, and I really don't consider that much of an advantage.
Why don't you like to smell things?
Well, because all the bad things in the world there are to smell.
Yeah, like sitting here
but
with
all the
me.
Good things. Oh, Ian, wow.
All right. So, Tim, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about gold.
Okay.
Ooh, time for gold.
Do tell.
Mark, I was curious as to whether or not you already bought the gold you've been talking about buying.
Well, it looks like gold's taking a hit right now, and if it's gonna go down a little ways, I want to catch it when it comes back up. I still think that it's going to continue to go up because they're printing more and more dollars every day. But
yeah.
It may not be immediate.
I'd like it to bottom out and maybe look like it's going to go up a little bit before I try to get in.
Yeah, I've been looking at it, too, and I noticed it went down like $70 over the past week or so.
Yeah, I'm thinking that, 2 weeks max for farther before I get in.
I was just going to say, it's always going to be a risky situation. You're never going to know for sure what's going to happen the next day. So, Mark, you're basically looking to see it go on back onto an uptick for a couple days or something and then go in and jump in?
Now, I have a question. Educate me a little bit on this. As far as gold goes, is this anything at all like dealing in the stock market where you want to buy when it's low, of course, and, when it's dropping is when you want to buy, I thought.
Well, when it's dropped.
Okay.
When it's hit its
bottom.
Yeah. You don't know where the bottom is.
You never know.
It's not like anybody sends you an email and says, bottom.
Yeah, of course. You don't know when. But when you start to see it climbing back up is when you want to buy.
It could have hit its bottom today on the close, and you never know.
Okay.
So I'm keeping an eye on it. I'm looking every day at gold prices, silver prices, and I'm going to make a move on it.
At least with gold, at least the kind that you're going to buy, Mark, the numismatic type, then you've got something, as opposed to having a certificate that says you've got some stock in a company that could actually just totally bomb out 3 weeks from now. You never know what's going to happen when you buy stock in a company. You never know what's going to happen to that company, but gold's always going to be gold, and it's probably always going to have some intrinsic value, at least as long as we live, and probably a couple generations down the line. So I think it's certainly a much more safe investment. Tim, any thoughts for us? Any other things on your mind?
Yeah, I was a little curious why you think numismatic is better than bullion. I know it's for you talked about the tax differences between selling both of them, but if you're, what's your chief concern about that causes you to want to buy gold? Is it like in case of some sort of economic collapse, or you're looking at it as an investment?
I'm looking at it as a hedge against inflation.
Really all it is. In my opinion,
it is a great hedge against inflation, and numismatics haven't been confiscated before, whereas bullion gold has, and it was confiscated at a huge loss. The numismatics have a certain amount of collector value to them. I understand that they are collectibles. The same with comic books and all kinds of other stuff. It's just that inside this collectible is an ounce of gold or whatever amount there is. Right. So,
I actually read a great book by Harry Brown. He also, not only was he known for fantastic libertarian literature, but he also was an investment advisor, and that's how he made his money in life. And so he's got a really excellent book called Failsafe Investing, and I haven't picked it up for a few years, and I think I'm probably going to here again sometime this year. It's because it's very short. I'd say maybe about 120 pages, 100 pages, something like that. It's a small book, and he basically outlines that, you know, if you invest in four specific areas, and I don't remember what they all were, but gold was one of them, essentially when one area of your investment starts to drop, another one of those areas will go up because that's how these different areas work, and so gold was one of those areas. So gold certainly shouldn't be the only thing that you invest in, but at best it's basically a hedge against inflation. It protects your investment from the Federal Reserve just printing and printing dollars. There you go, Tim. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. So, we talked about immigration last hour. We talked about this crackdown that is going on right now.
ICE crackdown.
Yep, they're cracking down. They've arrested over 2,100 individuals at who knows how much of a cost to taxpayers because they were investigating some of them for up to 6 months, and then they finally went in and arrested them. But that's not the issue here. The sub-issue is from the Washington Post talking about, well, whether or not these guys are actually learning English, because that's what a lot of the anti-immigration crowd is saying. Well, they're not learning our language. We need to pass a law, say they, that will mandate.
Pass a law?
They want to pass a law that will mandate that English be the national language of America.
If they opened up the borders tomorrow, Ian, just completely did everything you want, but in exchange for that, they passed a law that no government service would be offered in anything but English, would you agree?
Of course.
There you go.
That's fine.
Go on, then.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about a trade-off like that to allow people to be free versus some silly forms...
Liberty butt.
No. That's an incremental step, Mark. Anyway, beneath the surface of the immigration debate... beneath the surface of the immigration debate is a debate about shared values. If we just look at three of those values, the English language, family, and hard work, we see a higher level of Latino assimilation than is often presumed. Despite claims to the contrary, census data show that most Latino immigrants learn and speak English quite well. Only about 2.5% of American residents speak Spanish, but not English.
Really? The number is that low?
That's right.
What's an American resident?
I don't know.
Does that people that have their green card?
I don't know.
People that live in the United States of America? Are they calling somebody who's everyone who's in citizens, non-citizens, immigrants, and everyone American
resident? Presuming it's everybody because the census just takes everybody.
I'd say you're probably right. I'd say that sounds right to me. It sounds like 2.5% of people in America don't speak English. That sounds like a fair number to me.
That's Spanish, but not English. There would also be others, other people like only speaking French, but I bet
that's Spanish.
Not very many.
Okay.
So 2.5%.
I bet you there's not too many out
probably
there
not.
That don't speak otherwise.
So 2.5% speak Spanish but not English. The majority of residents of Spanish-speaking households speak English very well. Only 7% of the children of Latino immigrants speak Spanish as a primary language, and virtually none of their children do. So 7% of the children of the Latino immigrants speak Spanish of their primary language, and none of their children do. So this is something we've posited before on Free Talk Live, is as you let people into the country that don't speak English, over one or two generations, that totally changes.
Yeah, which is very evident by this report right here.
And there's reasons why.
Sure, all these people want is their kids to speak English
so they can get along in society. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, grown by nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives are there. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. It's totally free. freetalklive.com. You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can, you can dial us up, 800-259-9231. We are going to the phones. We're going to come back to immigration and language. The question is, are the immigrants actually learning English? Statistics say yes. Let's go to first, though, to Rookie in California, because you can take control of the airwaves. Rookie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Rookie. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, yesterday I was listening to your episode that you had about the sex offender registries and and now the meth offender registries.
Right. What's next?
Yeah, exactly. What's next? Well, first of all, let me tell you who I am, just the way I can present myself in a formal manner. My name is Ricky, and I host a podcast called Pedalogs. I think you're aware of it.
I don't think I am.
Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, last October, back when Adam Curry was getting bombarded by a bunch of people to take my podcast off, I do remember you mentioning something about, you know, speech should be free, and so that was kind of a cool stance that you had on it, because that's pretty much what I'm about. I'm an advocate.
Wait, I think I know who you are now. I think Johnson brought you to the table. I think that your as I understand it, your podcast is actually advocating some sort of child sex or something like that?
Well, okay. First of all, I cannot legally advocate anything illegal.
Obviously, I don't know much about. Obviously, I don't know much about your podcast. What is it about?
All right. To put it simply, Pedalogs is about the issue between of child sexuality and how it relates to minor attracted adults. Or as most people would put it, pedophiles, even though most of them aren't actual, real pedophiles. Okay.
When you say pedophile, are you talking about an adult that is attracted to somebody who has not yet gone through puberty or is not going through puberty? You're talking about somebody who's attracted to a very young person? Or are you talking about a teenage attraction?
Depends who you talk to. Most people, if you think about it, you know, that at least if the child, quote-unquote child, is in their teenage years, some people will still call that person a pedophile.
They will, but they would be inaccurately labeling that person.
I'm glad you can tell the difference between that.
Well, it's a clear difference. I mean, teenagers have gone through sexual, at least some stages of sexual maturity, whereas people younger than that have not. So it's a clear distinction
right.
to me.
And if I might point out that the majority of quote-unquote pedophiles that I've run into online are people that are attracted to children just around that point where they start puberty or they're about to. So in other words, their physical body has reached to the point where they're prepared to hit puberty.
Now, Rookie, since we've got you here, and you're saying that you've run into people like this, but yet you're a guy that hosts a show about this, so, I mean, I presume you must have similar feelings, similar thoughts as the people that you've run into.
No doubt. No, okay, I am a pedophile.
I'm sure people want to know this, Rookie. What is it about a 12-year-old or a 10-year-old that's attractive to you?
Well, it's... Okay. That's a question I've been asking myself my entire life, and the only question that I could ask is, for a gay person, what makes a hunky stud of 18 or 19, you know, just as sexual to them? So, and also,
have you had any sort of abuse in your past, any sort of physical or sexual abuse as a child?
No, absolutely not. So, absolutely not. In fact, if anything, I was a little overprotected.
Really?
So, yeah. In fact, that's one of the biggest misconceptions, but I don't want to get too much into detail because I know that you want to get to other callers. But
I think you're pretty interesting because most people, most radio shows don't have people like you calling into them, and it's rare that anybody gets an opportunity to have somebody on the phone who is a self-avowed. What would you call yourself?
Okay, that's the other question. Even within the community, the boy love and girl love communities, there's a ton of controversy as to what we should quote unquote call ourselves. Some people say just go flat out pedophile. Some say boy lover. Some say minor attracted individual. Some say
that
pedosexual.
Sounds safe. That sounds the safest for radio. Minor attracted individual. If you've got if anybody has a question for Rookie, you should dial in right now because this is a rare opportunity at 800-259-9231. Have you been arrested? Do you have a criminal record?
No, I do not.
So
I've never engaged with someone under the age of 18
really?
In a sexual manner. No, I have had many of friends, but I have never actually engaged. And that's the other big misconception is that it seems like, you know, because of the outcasting that society has placed on people that are attracted to people who are under the age of 18,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden these tons of, you know, bad ethics are placed on us. And for most people, I mean, you know, it couldn't be far from the truth. Now, of course, there is a higher a higher amount of people that do end up in jail. But, I mean, even like in the gay rights movement and everything, I mean, before the 70s, you know, homosexuality was considered illegal. And so tons of people went to jail for what they considered to be, you know, purely moral and consensual relationships.
Okay, so a lot of people are thinking to themselves, saying, this guy, a lot of people are thinking to themselves right now, this guy's a sicko, these individuals cannot consent. Why is it that you believe that a 10-year-old can consent to sexual activity?
It comes to a matter of education and responsibility. You have to look at the way that our society is. In an agricultural society, before the Industrial Revolution takes place, you know, or quote-unquote developing countries, the age of consent has historically been lower because it takes less of an education to prepare that person to become a responsible person in society. So therefore, by the time they hit 10 to 12 years old, you know, I mean, you take a look at, you know, most works like, for instance, Shakespeare, you know, I mean, they were like 13, 14 years old, you know, and they were treated as, you know, they were given a lot more responsibility.
There's no doubt that in the past and also today in other cultures just around the world, whether it be African tribes or a variety of other cultures around the world, there are certainly different sexual situations that are acceptable. There's, you know, multiple groups. There's group sex with young people. I mean, there's all kinds of different things out there. But in American culture today, you're kind of referring to the past. I mean, there's no doubt that a lot of kids are certainly not ready for this sort of thing. And somebody
exactly.
might suggest that you're taking advantage of them. And what do you have to say to the parent factor? I mean, I can't imagine that there would be very many parents that had were they aware that you were engaging in you say you're not, but were they aware that you were engaging in this sort of behavior with their children would be awfully angry about it. I mean, how many of your colleagues, if you will, are actually doing these sort of acts with parental knowledge?
It depends on the person, and it depends on how open the parents are about their children's sexuality.
You know, my co-hosts have been awfully silent here, and I'm kind of surprised that they don't have any questions for you. I'm going to ask you to hang on there, because I can't believe that Mark, you, as somebody who usually takes the anti-position
well,
here, doesn't have questions for him. So hang on, Rookie. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231. We've got a genuine perv on the line.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
United States Pharmacopoeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals, with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates.
Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can talk about whatever you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the wiki. I think we're really close to 700 unique articles created by you, the listeners. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com. You can surf around there and learn about the hosts of the show. You can learn about the issues that we've talked about. There's all kinds of information there, lots of it, and it's all free.
And you can also edit it yourself.
You can. You can add to it. You want to create a whole new page about some subject that you really want to discuss? Do it. wiki.freetalklive.com. Well, from time to time, calls will just come out of nowhere that are unexpected and stunning. And this is one of them. He's calling himself Rookie. He's calling from California. Rookie, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Unfortunately, Mark is sort of out of it right now. He had an operation today, so I don't know if he'll actually...
Is that because of me or because of the operation?
I must say I'm somewhat stunned, but I don't have any good questions for you. I'm sorry.
Well, Melissa does have a question. Now, just to recap here, Rookie, you're calling in. You host a podcast of your own that's essentially dedicated to pedophiles, people that are interested in sexual activity with children, as I understand it. If I've got it wrong, please correct me.
It is. Okay. I call it Pedalogs because what it's called is child talk. Okay. Pedal means child and logs means the dialogue. Okay.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people think that it's a quote unquote pedophile podcast. And just because I have those attractions myself doesn't mean that non-pedophiles can't listen in and enjoy it. In fact, I've had a lot of people who aren't pedophiles give me feedback and say, wow, you've actually changed the way that I think, or, you know, at least I can see now that there are some actual respectable people. And I noticed you talk a lot about drugs and drug war and the drug culture.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with a lot of quote-unquote druggies who end up actually becoming respectable people when you actually meet them. I know that Terrence McKenna talked a lot about that when he talked about hallucinogens and using mushrooms and, you know, stuff like that. So...
You're going to point out to me that there are pedophiles in all walks of life. I mean, we've seen this in the busts that they've done. They've busted people who have been as high level as doctors and lawyers. To as low level as trailer trash. So I mean, there's no doubt that this sexual, I guess, preference, if you will, is rises throughout the ranks in society. There's certainly no doubt about that. I don't think the stigma, at least in American society, is going to go away anytime soon, especially since what you're talking about doing is having sexual activity with somebody's children. I mean, you've pointed out, at least you've claimed, Rookie, that you've not actually engaged in any of this yourself, but you know people who have, and you may simply be pointing that out because you're the host of the show, and if somebody wanted to come after you, and then they could. So we don't really know if you're being honest with us or not on that one. If you've got a question for Rookie, he's on the line with us, 800-259-9231. Now, Melissa, I know you had one for Rookie.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Rookie, to know at what age did you realize that this was actually a sexual preference for you? I don't know if you're attracted to just young females or young males or maybe a combination of both, but at what age did you discover this?
That's a wonderful question, and the reason why I say it's a wonderful question is because I can't answer it. It's because I've never been asked it before, even though it's probably the most blatant one that I've, you know, been saying all along, is that when I started realizing what this sexual attraction was at the age that I was attracted to. It was around fourth or fifth grade, you know, around the time that puberty came in, and back then I just considered it to be a form of homosexuality, even though I knew it was quote unquote wrong to feel that toward my boy classmates, because usually mm-hmm. that's what I'm attracted to is boys. As I grew older, I noticed that I was still attracted to that younger age. And it, for the most part, it never really changed. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not attracted to older people.
Yeah.
In fact, I've had many boyfriends in the past.
That was going to be my question was, right. Are you able to have a healthy relationship with people in your age bracket or perhaps you know somebody else that's an adult?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I've had, I think, the longest boyfriend that I had was for, I think, 3 or 4 years, and we were very happily together. The only reason why we couldn't be together is because he was not a U.S. citizen, and so he couldn't come to the U.S. to live here because he wanted to much, but he didn't get a green card. So.
Did you have him dress up in short pants and one of those little beanies with the propeller on top?
I can't believe you.
No, I'm more into Speedos. No, I'm just kidding.
now, did
no,
he
seriously. In fact, he was older than me.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Now,
did
he share this fascination with the younger...
Good question.
The younger...
Interesting that you asked that. Yes, he did, but not for the same reasons, okay? The reason why he did is because he had a sexual relation when he was younger. He was about 7 or 8, and he said it was the most happiest time of his life, and he's always wanted to recreate that.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Let me clarify here. You're saying he had a sexual relation with an older man at that age?
Yes.
Wow.
And he was happy. Now, now this gets into it opens up a completely different can of worms, okay? But the thing about
the can of worms has been spilled all over the place at this point. I mean, go ahead.
Okay, now he was not penetrated by this person. He was for what most social workers would call molested, okay? But he wasn't molested because it wasn't against his consent. In other words, he liked it. Okay, and he never turned out to be a bad person.
He
had consented to it. Now, not legal consent, of course, because in the eyes of law, there's no such thing as someone under the age of consent consenting. But
right, in the eyes of the law, if you're 17 and 364 days, you can't consent, but yet 24 hours goes by and you can. The law is obviously silly.
But really, at 7 years old, are you able to determine if that's the right thing for you at that point sexually?
Well,
yeah, I mean,
that's a matter of subjectivity. I mean, if you really want to get into it, we could talk about other things that children are forced to do that, because society believes that it's correct, they do it. One thing is circumcision. That's probably one of the most fundamental sexual characteristics that any man would have, and yet they don't ask the baby's consent whether or not to chop off the end of his penis.
Yeah, it's pretty brutal.
Circumcision
is pretty brutal and really unnecessary.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've come out against circumcision, and I'd like to say we're against pedophilia, too. I don't know as though what you guys would fall on that particular line. But so what if we did away with circumcision? Would that solve the problem?
I'm against anything that forces someone, no matter what age they are, to do something that they don't want to do. And that includes sexuality. That includes...
grabbing a child's hand that's going for a stove, does it include that? Because you're forcing
them. To do what?
Grabbing a child's hand as they're reaching for a stove, does it include that?
Well, are you talking about an immediate threat toward their well-being?
Well, I would say that having sex with an older person is an immediate threat towards their well-being, but that's just my opinion.
Well, it depends on how young you're talking about. Now, I'm not for laws that protect children against unwanted contact. What I am for is education to teach them unbiasedly, and I mean that in all forms of the word, how sexuality affects them. It depends on who you're talking to. So,
you know, I think the real problem here is that American society is just, I don't ever see it going in your direction. I mean, personally, I don't care what you do with your free time. As long as, if the parents know what's going on and you guys have all consented, then that's your business and it's not happening in my bedroom. So personally, I don't care. We're
going
to come back to you because we've got Jeffrey on the line. He's got a question for you. If you've got a question for Rookie, he's a self-avowed pedophile, and he's on the line right now, 800-259-9231. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
You can join us online as well at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to sign up, and we'll clue you in via your email box. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Well, one of those we got one of those calls that is like a once-in-a-lifetime sort of thing. I mean, it's rare. We've had a few prostitutes call the show before, and they're always interesting and entertaining. But I think this is the first time in Free Talk Live's about four-year history that we've ever had a self-avowed pedophile call the program. And his name is Rookie. He's back on from California. Now, Rookie, we've asked you several questions about your preference and how it came about and what exactly, how you feel about it, et cetera. But now we've got people on the line that want to talk to you and ask you some questions of their own. So we're going to go to the phones here, if you don't mind.
Let's go to
Jal in Missouri. Jal, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, Jal.
What a great night. We're sweeping the country for immigrants, but now we can talk about pedophiles.
From one extreme to the other.
Yeah, so what a great country. I had a question for Rookie. You know, I'm kind of like, I guess Mark was saying, you know, basically what goes on in your bedroom is fine, you know, and I kind of believe that, but...
That's what I was saying. I think Mark wants to throw him in jail.
Oh, okay.
He hasn't done anything wrong.
about
Can I offer something before you actually ask your question? Because I have a feeling I know what's going to be.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't believe in having sex with someone who doesn't know what they're doing. Okay?
Okay.
So,
well,
let me ask your question.
Okay. I guess that partially answers it, I guess. What I was going to ask is, isn't it harming the children? And in that sense, from a libertarian standpoint, don't children deserve protection in some instances? And wouldn't this be one of those cases? I mean, it's, first of all, I question your ability to know whether or not a child's well educated enough. But
he hasn't used that ability yet. He claims to have never had sex with anybody under
right,
the age of 18.
Right, right,
so
right. Sure.
I question his ability too, but he hasn't done anything.
Okay. But even making advances or even communicating your sexual attraction to a child, from what I know, and I'm not an expert, but from what I gather, there are some serious negative effects that has on a child's
okay.
development.
Okay. Joel, thank you for the call. We'll let Rookie answer that. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Now, first of all, I have to say that I'm not an academic expert, but I have talked to some. In fact, one of my latest episodes, I talked to someone who has a few degrees, and he has talked to a lot of academia about this subject, and there's two sides to it, two main sides. The first side is it biologically harmful? And the second is it sociologically harmful? Okay, now biologically harmful, it's up to the individual. I mean, let's say that if they're too small to be penetrated or something, then obviously, you know, it's a matter of mechanics. And so, yes, that would be harmful.
I can't imagine that you would want to be hurting somebody that you were involved with.
Some people do.
Well, the very meaning of the word is love, child love, pedophile. Therefore, I wouldn't want to hurt anything that I love. So, first
okay.
of all, let's get that
so
out of
the
way.
Second, so the second
sociologically
issue.
Speaking, sociologically speaking, if the relationship that happened, let's say if it's with an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old. Okay, but we'll make the margin relatively slim as far as the amount of years between those two. And both of those people are consenting, at least simple consent. In other words, the child, you know, feels attracted to this husky, you know, 18-year-old, you know, or for whatever reason, right? And
okay.
the 18-year-old is attracted to the 12-year-old who might just be hitting puberty or so. Let's put those two together. Let's, you know, say that they're in a relationship and they have sex. And, you know, they enjoyed it. Now, depending on which country you come to, the reaction from other people, from law enforcement, from social workers, the government, their parish, whatever, that would be much more harmful to both of them than the actual relationship itself. Because
so you're saying that society, at least in America, certainly is not accepting towards it, but in other parts of the world than they might be. For instance, the age of consent in Mexico is 12, as I understand it. It's 13 in Spain, et cetera, 14 in Canada. You're saying it depends on the society. However, here in America, most society probably is going to be against you on this, and most parents aren't going to want their children to be involved in this. So, I mean, you guys have... I mean, it's probably never going to happen for you. What you're looking—I don't know what you guys are looking to do. You certainly probably aren't going to change the laws anytime in the future. I mean, do you want to create like an enclave for yourself, like the Perp State Project, and all just sort of go and move together?
Oh, a few of us have mentioned the going to a desert island with a bunch of boys, but that's beside the point.
well, you don't need to get in detail about that.
Okay,
dear
no,
God
don't
heaven.
Worry, I won't.
Hang on a second, Rookie. We're going to go to Jeffrey in Florida. Jeffrey, you're on Free Talk Live. You're talking to Rookie. You got enough time to spit your question out, Jeffrey. Go.
Hi. Actually, I just wanted to chime in.
Oh,
I don't
my
really
God,
have
Jeffrey.
Hey, how are you, man?
How did I know you were going to call? Hold on. You got time for your question, Jeffrey. Go.
I'm Jeffrey Gold, founder and president of Sure Quality Internet Radio. We're a pro-pederist media source.
Oh my goodness. This is not supposed to be a plug fest. anyway, that was supposed to be a question there, Jeffrey. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't want any more setup calls, rookie. Hang on. We've got one more for you, and it better not be a setup. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. You can join us on the phones. We've got somebody interesting for you to talk to here. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
And you can join us online as well. Our website is totally free. Everything on our site is on the house at freetalklive.com. We ask that you vote for the show in return. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, go to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote. It's free, of course. It takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and you will not be spammed. That's vote.freetalklive.com. We got to bring Rookie back on the line here in California, I believe. Rookie, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Now, we've been
I just want to make an apology real quick, if I can.
Yeah.
Okay. There was a little bit of confusion there. He wasn't a setup call. He's one of my friends that I know online, and he actually has a net radio station, and he wasn't trying to make a plug. He was just introducing himself, and he wanted to talk about a couple of points that he had. So
I see. Well, I'm sorry. When you start out by plugging something, it really gives me a bad taste in my mouth. So we're going to go to the remaining calls for you here, Rookie. Keep your answers as succinct as possible. We're going to talk to Angel in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Rookie. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Angel.
Hey, actually, I live in Bahrain, but
I just have one
Alex?
For you. Yeah, it's Alex.
Okay.
Hey.
Do you have a question?
I'm actually one of the kids. I'm one of the kids, considerably. I actually have a question for you guys, the
okay.
talk show themselves.
Yeah.
How do I say this? What are you afraid of actually educating your kids for? I mean, like, why don't you just educate them without no biased opinion? Because I was raised in the BL community from 11 years old, and I'm 16 now, and I have no negative effects. I'm actually extremely happy.
Okay, that's good to know.
Well, it's you self-diagnosing is fabulous, but I would like to know what a psychiatrist would have to say about the negative effects. Secondly, wait. You asked me two questions. secondly, I would be educating my kids to stay away from pedophiles.
But not all pedophiles are going to hurt your kids. They don't always just think about sex. They think about the well-being. They think about their education. They want to keep them away from drugs. They want
to That's
keep,
what
they,
I'm supposed to be
they're
doing.
They're like a parent,
kids.
But they just have a, they just have this other thing. No, not all.
They have parents. Me.
Yes, you're a parent. But
there's a large mentorship factor that goes along with pedophilia. It's not just sex. It's an entire ethos.
I'd like my kid to do without that. Thank you.
Okay.
Without social mentoring?
That's the part that I don't
Angel,
like.
Thanks for the call. I understand what you're saying, Mark. I mean, it's mentoring should be a job done by the parents. Why you would need some other adult to come into that child's life to mentor them, especially in a sexual way, it seems a little awkward. Now, I'd like to answer the question.
I'm not talking about sexual mentoring. I'm talking about just general ethics and being there for them.
Go and adopt somebody because, taking somebody else's child to mentor them, it seems a little awkward to me.
Big Brother organization?
Okay, well, that would be different, I guess. I think
Big Brother organizations are pretty much there for people who for families that don't have a male involved.
Right, but do you realize how many pedophiles there are in the Big Brother organization?
Oh, I'm sure there's probably tons of pedophiles in that organization. But...
And many, many, in fact, probably the vast majority of them do not commit an offense.
Okay. I'm sure that's true.
And that's fine.
Like you said that so, and I believe that there's people that don't, and that's fine with me. As long as they don't do what it is they're thinking, I think about having sex with half of the women that walk by me.
It's just the same as any other sexuality. I mean,
I get you.
Hang on, man. We're going to come back to you because we've got yet another call for you. 1-800-259-9231. If you've ever had a question for a pedophile, we've got one on the line. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 coming up.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...